Okay, we're now doing Nazir Perek Hey Mishnah Hey. Hayu Mahalchin Badarach. So six people are walking, Vechad Bakan Egdan, and they see someone from afar. Let's call him Reuven. Amr Echad Mehen, Harini Nazir Shizep Ploni. He says, I'm making a Nazir if I'm going to become a Nazir if that guy is Reuven. Then a second guy says, "V'echad amar harini nazir she'ein zeploni." Says, "I'll be a nazir if that's not Reuven." Third guy says, "Harini nazir she'echad mikem nazir." If one of you are a nazir, then I'm a nazir. The third guy is pretty sure that neither of those first two people are a nazir for whatever reason. So he says, "I'm a nazir if one of you two are a nazir." Then a fourth guy says, "She'ein echad mikem nazir." I'm sure that at least one of you is a Nazir, so if none of you are Nazirim, then I'm a Nazir. Then a fifth guy says, Sheshneichem Nazirim. The fifth guy says, I'm a Nazir if both you are a Nazir. He's pretty sure that not both of them are a Nazir, so he's saying, I'm a Nazir if both you are a Nazir. Shekulchem Nazirim. And then the sixth guy says, I'm a Nazir if all you guys are a Nazir. So, Bishamei Omrim Kulam Nazirim. Beishamai say that every person, all these six people, even though they seem to make contradictory conditions, he says they're all Nazirim, because if a person makes a mistaken condition in his Naziros, the Naziros is still Chal. So if he says, I'm only Nazir, if that's Reuven, it turns out it's not Reuven. Once he said, I'm a Nazir, it's Chal. It takes effect even though he really made a mistake. Beishamai's opinion. Only the people who, you have to think about their words carefully, and those whose words were, their conditions were met. If it was really Reuven, the guy who said, I'm a Nazir if it's Reuven, then he's a Nazir. And all six people, only those who actually, their condition fits into obligating them into Naziros, only they will be a Nazir. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. None of them are a Nazir. Rabbi Tarfon says, even if the guy who said, I'm a Nazir, if that's Reuven, and it is Reuven, Tarfon says, even he is not a Nazir, because Rabbi Tarfon says that a person can't make a Naziros al Tanai. Al Tanai means on condition. Can't make a Naziros and say, well, if certain circumstances are true, which I'm not really sure about, then I'm a Nazir. Because the Tarfon thinks that one of the conditions in Nazirs is that you have to have clarity of what you're saying, and if I'm not sure if that's Reuven or not, I cannot make a condition of my Naziros. I cannot make a condition of my Naziros. Who that guy is, because I don't know who he is. And Rabbi Tarfon says, I have to have clarity in the conditions that I'm making for my Naziros. So we pass in like Beis Hillel. Here, Tia La'achorav. So what happens, now we're continuing the Mishnah Vav. So Mishnah Vav is continuation of Mishnah Hay. What happens in that case, we saw Reuven from afar. So what happens, we think it's Reuven, we're not really sure. So all these people are having their conditions. They can't wait to find out who the guy is, to see who's obligated in Naziros. And all of a sudden, he takes a shortcut. We don't know where he went. Can't find him. So they're stuck. They don't know who's a Nazir, who's not a Nazir. So the halacha is, ain't a Nazir. None of them are Nazirim, because the Naziros is only takes effect with the conditions that they intended. So no one would put themselves in a situation, says the Tanakhama, no one would put themselves in a situation where they may have to be a Nazir and they may not have to be a Nazir. No one would do that. People want to be sure of themselves, either they are a Nazir or they are not going to be a Nazir. They don't want to be this quasi-status of Nazir, and therefore, if this guy goes away and no one knows where he is, no one knows whether they're a Nazir or not, so then no one's a Nazir, because there's an implicit condition in everyone's Nadir Naziros that if they cannot determine whether they're a Nazir or not, then they're not going to be a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yomar im haya kidvarai harini nazir chova. Vimlav, harini nazir nadaba. He should accept an additional naziras misafik, meaning that he should say, well, I don't know whether I have to accept a nazir, whether I have to be a nazir now or not. So I'm going to say, if I have to be a nazir, so then I'm a nazir. And if I don't have to be a nazir, then I'm accepting upon myself to be a nazir, so that regardless, he'll end up being a nazir. So let's just give an example. Let's take the guy who said, I'm a nazir, if that guy walking in front of us is Reuven. So he doesn't know whether it's Reuven or not. So if it was Reuven, then he has to be a nazir. So then he's accepting on himself, I'm a nazir, because I have to be a nazir. But maybe it wasn't really Reuven. So if it wasn't really Reuven, so then he doesn't have to be a nazir. So then he's taking upon himself not an obligatory nazirus, but an optional nazirus. He's saying, I'm going to just decide to be a nazir, not because I accept it upon myself already, but because right now I'm deciding to be a nazir. And that way, regardless, he's going to have to keep 30 days of nazirus and have to bring the korbanos bivadai. For sure he's going to have to bring the korbanos, because he is accepting the nazirus upon himself either as an obligation, because he said, if Reuven is a nazir, then I'm going to be a nazir, and he obligated himself in that. Or now, optionally, afterwards, in retrospect, he's accepting upon himself the nazirus. Either way, he's obligated to keep the nazirus, and he's going to bring the korbanos. And that's what Rabbi Shimon says. But we don't pass in like Rabbi Shimon, we pass in like the Tanakhama.